Just one very important halakha in the laws of the writing of Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzot. The Torah says when it comes to writing, it says vechatav by a get. It says vechatav la. So the Gemara's Doresh in Masechet Kittin Daf Kaf vechatav velo shehakak. You have to write the letter, and not that the letter should appear by just chiseling. As an example, let's say a drop of ink fell on the parchment. So Sofer took the quill, and I was about to write, a drop fell on the parchment. So now it dried, and he takes the blade, and he chisels out from the ink, and now a letter becomes. So that's not bechatav, that's bechakak. And that's called haktochot. And such a letter is not a kasher letter. Even though you look at the letter, it looks like a aleph or a bet or a gima, whatever it is. But since it wasn't written, it was chiseled, such a letter is pasul. Happens a lot of times. The sofer makes a mistake. Instead of writing, let's say, a resh, he wrote a dalid. So he wants to kosher it. So what does he want to do? He just wants to chisel off the top of the dalid and now become a resh. It's no good. Because he didn't write the resh. The resh came by chiseling, by itself. Or for that matter, Maran writes a case that he wrote a bet instead of a chaf. So the bet, the bottom line goes out a little. So what does he want to do? He wants to fix it. So he just wants to chisel off the edge. Now it looks like a chaf. No good. That's haktochot. So Maran writes, and I'll quote you the halakha in Siman Lamidbet, halakha Yud Zayin. Im nafla tipat diyo letoch ha'ot. Ve'en ha'nikeret ha'ot. Or let's say you had a letter, and a drop of ink went in the letter. Now the whole letter is closed. En takana legror ha'diyo. There's no solution just to chisel off the ink. Ve'ayide kach ye nikar ha'ot. Ve'ave haktochot u'pasul. משום דבעינן וכתב ולא בחקק והוא הדין אם טעה וכתב דלת במקום רש או בית במקום חף אין תקנה למחוק התג לתקן האות משום דאבק אחד תוכות. So again, we go back to what we've been saying the past 2 weeks. You need to go to a sofer that knows the הלכות, because you're going to look at the tefillin and you say, wow, the resh, it's a beautiful resh. Meanwhile, you didn't realize it was a dalit, and you didn't realize the sofer didn't know the halakhot. He chiseled it. Now from a dalit he made a resh, the tefillin of pasul, even though there's no way you could detect it from the naked eye. So again, you must go to soflim, the rabbaki, halakhot, and of course have yirat shamayim.